Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas B'chayor, Parak Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah Asar being learned B'schos Asar Basrachol, Shishi B'zachar Defan, Ruziv Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing Mumin that a B'char has. They would allow the Kain to shechta like regular and eat the meat or sell it, and he doesn't have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash as a carbon. So here in these two Mishnahs, we discuss Eye Mumin, Ris Shel Ayin, the eyelid, Shenikav, that got a hole in it, or Shenifkam, if it's missing a piece, or Shenistak, it has a crack or a cut in it. Those are all Mumin. Also, Haribain of Dak. Let's say it has a dock in the eye, which is usually translated as a cataract. Basically, it's some sort of film that forms over the eye, or tavlul. Tavlul is from Lashon of Balul, that it's mixed, which means there's some sort of white going through it, or chilasa nachash, if it has this. Literally, chilasa nachash means snail, snake. In other words, it has a snail-like growth that's spotted like a snake, or ve'enav, enav literally means a grape. In other words, there's some sort of like ball growth on the eye, so that's a mum. And we just clarify ve'ezu tavlul. What exactly is this tavlul? So it's only lavan apaisik basira v'nechas bashachar. A line or a streak of white goes from the white of the eye, cuts through the sira. The sira is the iris. That's the colored part in between the white and the black, in between the white and the pupil. And v'nechas bashachar, it goes into the black. That's considered tavlul. However, bashachar v'nechas balavan enoy mum. If there's this black streak coming out of the pupil of the eye, going into the white, that's not a mum. She'ain mumin b'lavan, because there's no such thing as a mum in the white of the eye. On to the next eye issue, Mishnah Gimel, chavarvad, if there's white spots in the dark part of the eye, v'hamayim, if there's a lot of water in the eye, hakavuin, that's a mum kavua, which passes the bachar. Now we clarify, ezu chavarvad kavua, what exactly is chavarvad kavua that has these permanent white spots in the eye? Kol shesha shmoinim yoyim, that's if it lasted for 80 days. Now we're going to read in a where he says, it only has to be checked 3 times within 80 days, and if every time they checked it, they saw the white spots, then that's a mum. It doesn't have to be checked every single day, but it also can't be checked on day 80 either, because it could be they went away and then they came back. The mission continues. The following is considered a permanent water issue in the eye. If it first ate lach, which is its regular food that was moist, then it ate moist food that came from a field of geshamim, which means this field is watered by the rain. If this water issue still persists in the eye, then that means it's a mum kavua. However, lach v'yavei shel shlachin, if it ate moist food and then dry food from a field that's called shlachin, which means you have to water the field, the rainwater is not enough, you have to irrigate it, or achal yavesh, if it ate it in the wrong order, if first they dry food and then ate the moist food, ein mum, it's not considered a mum. Achi achal yavesh, achar lach, has to eat the dry food after the moist, and again, it has to come from his field of geshamim, that it subsists on rainwater only. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing more rumen on other parts of the body. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.